good to be with you all today. Get my notes right? All right. So there's a church in Portland, Oregon called Bridgetown Church. They have a really popular podcast. I'm sure you've heard of them. But they use this term called heart posture. And it's the term is really to illustrate our heart's attitude towards Christ. And it's similar to how body language is to our words, right? Body language speaks more to our attitude oftentimes than our words do, right? And so in the same way, heart posture speaks more to our spiritual attitude than our words or our body language, right? And for example, the way I think about it is I think of my heart as like a mini me, and I treat communion as Christ facing me. And how is my heart posture towards him? Am I facing towards him? Am I sitting at the feet of Jesus? Am I slowly backing away, trying to get away? Are my arms crossed? Or is my back turned? Right? Our posture says a lot. And it applies to our heart as well. And so the goal of this, my communion message today, is I want us to recognize our heart posture as we take communion today. Right? Because it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to see communion as just a task. To check it off, and it's easy to do that. It's easy to lose the reverence that comes with taking communion, right? And so I think Mary and Martha are two great examples of what heart posture can look like as we take communion, right? And so I'll read, starting at verse 38, Luke chapter 10, verse 38. It says this: as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Do you see the two different heart postures there? Mary is literally sitting at the feet of Jesus. Her heart posture is, I want to be with Jesus. I want to worship Jesus. I want to learn from Jesus. That is her heart posture. In her case, her body language matches her heart, right? On the flip side, we have Martha. She sees everything that needs to be done, right? She has many guests in her home. Like, I think of Martha like my mom when she has guests over, or she's about to have guests over. She's thinking, is everything in order? Do I have the food ready? Do I have enough hands to prepare the food so that it's ready by the time we need to eat? Do we have enough water? Do we have enough drinks? Does Jesus like Brussels sprouts? I don't know. It's an important question, right? But Martha is like an embodiment of us in a way, right? She is she embodies the American culture. We're always thinking, what do we need to do? What is next? What do we need to do? Right? And so when we take communion, I think oftentimes we can have the heart of Martha. We're thinking, as we're taking communion, we're not thinking about the forgiveness of Christ. We're not thinking about the sacrifice that Christ gave us. We're thinking about, what am I going to eat for lunch today? Are the kids online learning this week? Or are they going back to school? I don't know. We're thinking about everything but Christ sometimes. Right? And so, with that in mind, it's easy to judge Martha. It's easy for us to say, well, why can't you just be like Mary? But she's thinking about the right things. She wants to serve Jesus. She wants to get her life in order so that Jesus may be glorified. But she's thinking about the right things at the wrong time, right? She's thinking about how can I serve Jesus, but she's not thinking about how can I be with Jesus. She's not thinking how can I sit at the feet of Jesus. And so I encourage us to have a heart like Mary and to recognize our heart of Martha, right? And it's hard for us because we don't have the embodiment of Jesus right next to us. We don't have Jesus in the flesh to sit at the feet of. We have the communion. We have the body of Christ, and we have the blood of Christ. We have the wafer and the juice. And so as we take communion today, I really encourage you guys to take a few moments. Take some deep breaths. Ground yourselves. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to reflect and illustrate and imagine Jesus sitting before you. Imagine him communing with you like he did with his disciples in his Last Supper. How would you interact with him? How would you commune with him? How would you thank him? How would you recognize the sacrifice that he made for you? What is your heart posture towards Christ right now? Let's pray for communion, shall we? Lord God, thank you so much for today, God. Thank you so much for dying on the cross for us. Thank you so much for your sacrifice. Lord, I pray that as we take communion, God, that we can reflect on our own hearts, God, and reflect whether or not where our posture is, Lord. I pray that we are able to recognize our own shortcomings, God, and I pray that we're able to really just try to sit at the feet of Jesus today, God. I pray that we're able, as we take communion, that we see you, Lord, and that we're able to give you the things that are burdening us, but we're also able to listen to you, God. I pray for your spirit to guide us in that. Thank you so much, Lord, for the lives that we have, and thank you so much for your sacrifice. We love you and pray this on in your name. Amen.